David Berkowitz, from Wikipedia, the Free Encyclopedia, found online at http://en.wikipedia.org.
David Falco Berkowitz, born June 1, 1953, in Brooklyn, New York, better known by his nickname the Son of Sam, is an infamous serial killer who killed 6 people and wounded several others in the late 1970s. His given name was David Falco. Berkowitz was the name of his adoptive parents. His birth parents were Betty Broder, who grew up in a poor Jewish family, and Tony Falco, an Italian-American Catholic. The Son of Sam nickname came from a neighbor, Sam Carr. According to Berkowitz, Sam Carr was a high demon who sent his evil Labrador retriever to command Berkowitz to kill. He would later shoot the dog following one of his murders. The dog survived, and Berkowitz now asserts that he made the story up. After his fourth attack in January 1977, authorities realized that he targeted teen girls with long, dark hair and young couples. Berkowitz began writing letters to the media and was arrested on August 10, 1977. He had been issued a parking ticket near the scene of his final crime, and police investigation led them to him. Berkowitz, who immediately confessed, was arrested outside his Yonkers apartment on August 10, 1977. He was sentenced on June 12, 1978, to 365 years in prison for the killings. He now claims to have been a Satanist at the time of the killings. He invited the former priest and exorcist Malachi Martin to visit him to discuss his past occult involvement. He survived at least one attempt on his life in prison, but his behavior in prison early in his sentence earned him the nickname of David Berkowitz. Berkowitz became a born-again Christian in 1987 and now works as a chaplain. In March 2002, Berkowitz wrote a letter to New York Governor George Pataki asking that his parole hearing be canceled, stating, "I can give you no good reason why I should even be considered." In June 2004, he was denied his second parole, even after he stated that he did not want one. The board saw that Berkowitz has a good record in the state prison programs, but the viciousness of his criminal acts call for him to stay imprisoned. One major side effect of his murder spree were the Son of Sam laws. The first of these laws was enacted in the state of New York after rampant speculation about publishers offering Berkowitz large sums of money for his story. The new law, quickly named for Berkowitz, authorized the state to seize all money earned from such a deal from a criminal for 5 years, with intentions to use the seized money to compensate the victims. The Supreme Court declared such laws unconstitutional in 1991. In 1997, Berkowitz claimed that he did not act alone in the killings. Berkowitz claimed to have met interesting people at a party. These people were Satanists. Berkowitz claimed that they had convinced him to join an occult group which sacrificed animals to Satan. He claims this group also ran a child pornography ring in order to attract people to join it. Berkowitz also claims not to be the Son of Sam shooter, but merely one of the many lookout men. In his claims, he puts the blame on John Wheaties Carr as one of the shooters, as well as Carr's brother, Michael Carr, whom he claimed to be the shooter in the Queens disco shooting. John and Michael's father was conveniently named Sam. John Carr lived in a house behind Berkowitz and owned the Labrador that Berkowitz had claimed to be a high demon. However, John Carr was killed in 1977 in a shooting in North Dakota, and his brother, Michael, was killed in a traffic accident in Manhattan's West Side Highway. Though Berkowitz did mention other names in some interviews, he claims he cannot reveal any more for the safety of his family. The 1999 movie Summer of Sam, directed by Spike Lee, is set against the backdrop of Berkowitz's killing spree. Although Berkowitz, played by Michael Badalucco, is featured in a number of scenes, including a scene where Berkowitz hallucinates that his neighbor's black Labrador walks into his apartment and maniacally demands he go out and kill someone. The film is primarily concerned with the oppressive effects of the atmosphere of fear and paranoia on a group of young friends in the Throgsneck section of the Bronx, not far from the Soundview neighborhood in which Berkowitz was raised. As of 2005, Berkowitz is said to have been writing his memoirs, which he plans to publish despite outrage from the family members of his victims and victims' rights advocates. This sound file and all text in this article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.